You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Slaughtered on the north side. It's a Safona Lifnei Hashem. So, but other korbanot, it says, V'shachat et ben habara Lifnei Hashem. So the north side and the korban olah is extra matter that is mentioned. So it is Eliyahu Rabbah, Chelek 7, Zayin. So it's brought that on the day that Abraham Avinu brought Yitzhak Avinu on the altar, Tzach Baruch Hu designated two kebasim. That is called Korban Tamid, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And the Eliyahu Rabbah says, Shebeshah Sheyisrael Ma'alin Tamid Al Gabi HaMizbeach, when Am Yisrael bring Korban Tamid and Korin Et Amira Hazeh, Safona Lifnei Hashem, and they mention that what took place Safona on the north side, Zocheh HaShbaruch Hu Agedat Yitzhak Ben Abraham. HaShbaruch Hu reminds himself about what Abraham Avinu did, and he says, Me'id Ani Alai Et HaShemayim Et HaAretz Ben Goy Uben Yisrael Ben Ish Uben Isha Ben Eved Uben Shivcha קוראים את המילה הזה ספונה לפני השם, זוכר שברוך הוא אגדת יצחק בן אברהם. So no matter who goes through this subject, איש, אישה, עבד, גוי, or ישראל, so Hashem remembers and reminds himself the merit that we will be attaining. So now, here, what does the Safona means that it relates to Agadat Yitzhak? The north side. Like when they will bring a korban, where would they slaughter the animal? On the Mizbeach or outside?
Mizbeach.
Outside?
Outside, no.
Not on the Mizbeach.
Adjacent to the Mizbeach. Right next to the Mizbeach.
But not on the Mizbeach. So here is a puzzling point. It says Safona Lifnei Hashem relates to Yitzhak Avinu. What happened actually when Abraham Avinu was about to slaughter his son? Would it take place?
Yeah.
He slaughtered it or didn't?
Yeah, he slaughtered
it. Yitzhak Avinu?
Yes. That's the windpipe.
Oh, it says the knife became dull, didn't work. The knife wouldn't work. But did the angel call on him?
Yeah.
What did the angel tell him? So he stopped. And then what did he do? He went to get the goat. Okay, and what did he do after? No, when he catch the isle, what did he do with it?
Shechted.
Where?
On the Mizbeah.
On the Mizbeah?
Yes.
And where was Yitzhak Avinu?
Shamayim.
So went to Shamayim?
Yeah. 3 years.
With a helicopter or something?
Hashem.
Well, you watch too much movies, it seems like. What Shammai? Where did you get this thing from?
Where the boat at the
end? Sorry?
It's up on the boat where at the Mizbeah.
Were they?
At the same time.
Well, why should we both on the Mizbeah? You mean he placed them both at the Mizbeah? Wow, that's nice.
The angel took some minutes to Shammai.
Well, let's hold on to Shamayim and let's see. Yeah.
Maybe that's what I don't know.
Are you guessing? Or you think it's a good idea? Why both should be on the Mizbeach? So he didn't come down, Yitzhak Avinu?
No, because
Rav Avinu went back alone. No, I'm not talking about the procedure of slaughtering the goat. Where was the goat and what was Yitzhak Avinu? Forget about Shemaim, don't think about Shemaim. Huh? Both on the Mizbeah. Beautiful. Amen. Why you want both on the Mizbeah? Kala Kadosh, this is an unbelievable insight. See the Galut of Avraham Avinu alav shalom. Zechuto Maran Aleinu. The Midrash brings Avraham Avinu kept Yitzhak Avinu on the Mizbeah. So fine. So now they told me that Yitzhak, my son, is exempt. They gave me a certificate. So now I have to, I came here, I cannot go empty-handed. So brought the goat. But he thought, maybe while I'm slaughtering the goat, maybe something will go wrong. Maybe become pasul. So I should keep Yitzhak Avinu on the Mizbeach in case that the goat was not kasher for the korban.
They already told him that.
Fine, but the point of the matter here is he wanted to make sure, and even the Midrash says that it's not that they took him to Shamayim. No, he went to Gan Eden for the stitches, not Shamayim, to Gan Eden. No, why? Because he wanted to choke him. Rashi says, Rashi brings, he wanted to choke him to get some blood out. But the point of matter here is, back to Eliyahu Rabbah, it says that the Ribono Shel Olam, when he hears Safona Liftei Hashem, see the Galut of Ribono Shel Olam, the Avraham Avinu, that here, he says, okay, I'm done. So now, when they call you from Shomayim, that you don't need to slaughter your son, what's the next step you do?
You leave.
You run home! You run home and say, I did whatever that I thought I'm supposed to do. They're telling me, no, you're okay. So I go home. But here you see, he had some type of doubt. Maybe, how do you know? This is like the right broadcasting. How do you know who's calling on you? So he brought the goat. And then at the same time, Yitzhak Avinu was on the altar to make sure that he's doing the right job. And here we have a type of nature. It's, it's okay. What's the big deal? I did it.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.